Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod.
And ciao, everyone. I'm Marco.
And I'm Catherine. And today we have a newbie lesson for you. This newbie lesson is taken right from the streets of Italy. Exciting. We've got police officers. We've got people on the street. We've got bikes and cars and horns and everything.
What's going on?
Good question. We have one key phrase for you we'd like to listen out for. Marco, can you give that to us, please?
Torno subito.
Torno subito. That's the key phrase today, and that means I'll be right back. So look out for that when you're listening to this dialogue, and we'll have a nice conversation about that afterwards.
Dialogue, first time.
Ehi, la macchina non può stare qui.
Scusi, 5 minuti per favore.
Ti do 3 minuti.
Va bene, torno subito.
Dialogue, second time.
Ehi, la macchina non può stare qui.
Scusi, 5 minuti per favore.
Ti do 3 minuti.
Va bene, torno subito.
Dialogue, third time.
Ehi, la macchina non può stare qui.
Scusi, 5 minuti per favore.
Ti do 3 minuti.
Va bene, torno subito.
And we're back. We've heard that dialogue 3 times. Who do we have here? We have a whistling policeman.
Yes, and what is he doing? This car cannot be parked there, cannot stay there.
We are on the street. We have a policeman and we have someone who wants to park the car, but has run into some problems with the policeman. So let's go through this line by line. We'll do a little bit of translation for you and find out what exactly is happening.
Ehi, la macchina non può stare qui.
Hey, the car can't stay here.
Ehi, la macchina non può stare qui.
Hey, you can't park the car here.
Ehi, la macchina non può stare qui. Scusi, 5 minuti per favore.
Sorry, 5 minutes, please.
Scusi, 5 minuti per favore.
Sorry, just give me 5 minutes.
Scusi, 5 minuti per favore. Ti do 3 minuti.
I give you 3 minutes.
Ti do 3 minuti.
I give you 3 minutes.
Ti do 3 minuti. Va bene, torno subito.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Va bene, torno subito.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Va bene, torno subito.
Great, we have just heard that dialogue 3 times and we've gone through the translation, so you've heard each word translated into English, but I'd like to talk about some of these parts as things that go together. For example, la macchina.
La macchina.
So we're looking at a feminine noun,
yeah.
La macchina.
It's a female car.
It's a female car, as opposed to all the guy cars out there.
The car is feminine.
Marco, what can't the car do?
La macchina non può stare qui.
And the key word in that sentence is what?
Non.
Non. When you're saying this word, when you're trying to say that you cannot do something, you have to negate a verb, anything, stare qui, può, anything. You have to make sure that you pronounce
non.
Non. There's an N at the end of that. It's not like the English word no.
Non.
Non. Let's say, for example, that the police officer is actually really great and he's saying, come on, park your car.
La macchina può stare qui.
Another extremely, extremely useful phrase here.
Per favore.
Per favore. This is actually used in the same way that please would be used in English. So you say something, I want something, and then per favore.
Yeah, like, can I have something per favore?
Or, excuse me, just give me 5 minutes.
Per favore.
So you say what you want, and then you say per favore. The last thing I want to talk about, though, is this phrase that means okay or fine. A phrase that we use all the time in Italian. What's that?
Va bene.
Va bene. And literally it means, like, goes well.
Va bene.
Mark, you want to get some ice cream after we record this?
Va bene.
It's a way to agree to something. But what if I want to say, that's not okay. That's not what I want to do.
Non va bene.
Non va bene.
Non va bene.
So it's that non that we heard earlier in the lesson, non, where we're actually saying we're not going to do whatever the verb is. And now that we've covered the key phrases and words that come up in this dialogue, let's listen to it again 3 times.
Dialogue, first time.
Ehi, la macchina non può stare qui.
Scusi, 5 minuti per favore.
Ti do 3 minuti.
Va bene, torno subito.
Dialogue, second time.
Ehi, la macchina non può stare qui.
Scusi, 5 minuti per favore.
Ti do 3 minuti.
Va bene, torno subito.
Dialogue, third time.
Ehi, la macchina non può stare qui.
Scusi, 5 minuti per favore.
Ti do 3 minuti.
Va bene, torno subito.
Torno subito. What does this really mean in Italian? Is this literal, like, I'll be right back?
Torno subito. Yeah, literally means that, but it's like, I'll be back and just, it's not for a very long time.
So culturally speaking, this might not be 30 seconds, 10 minutes.
Yes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Like you see it on the doors of your shops or stuff when they, you know, if the owner goes out for a while, they put this little sign on the door like torno subito.
In English and in America and in English speaking countries, we'll often see a sign that says be right back.
But in the US, do they come back in 30 seconds?
Well, maybe not 30 seconds, but probably not 2 hours either, so I think it's there's a threshold there. But torno subito in Italian can be kind of a longer period of time that I think we're used to in America or in English.
Yes, probably
countries.
Probably like torno subito is like a state of mind.
So if you say torno subito, how long would you expect to be gone?
It really depends on the situation. Mm. Because, you know, how long does it take you to go and take cigarettes? How long does it take you to go there and do something? It could be really like half an hour or 1 hour. Mm-hmm. It's still subito because you're actually doing very simple thing. So it's not really the time that matters in the subito, in the straight away. It's like you do one thing. That's very easy, very simple to achieve.
Yeah, I see.
But it might take 1 hour.
It might take 1 hour. So the idea is that you are coming back at some point. It's not clear when, but it might happen.
Yes.
Great. Torno subito is again the title of today's lesson and is a very important phrase, along with some of those other ones like va bene. So if you have any questions or comments about today's lesson or
Oh, sorry, Kathy. I think I hear my phone ringing. I have to go get it 1 second. Torno subito.
Okay.
Meanwhile, you say the things, okay?
Okay. I don't believe you that you're going to be right back, but...
Torno subito, really. Meanwhile, ciao to everybody in case I don't come back. But torno subito.
Okay. Va bene. While Marco is off doing what he is doing with his phone or whatever, we from Italian Pop would like to say ciao a tutti. Go check out the website and... ask any questions that you may have or post any comments. We'd love to read those and check out the website for any updates about Italian Pod or new lessons. Ciao a tutti.